The Center for Local Governance Advocacy says it has received with shock and dismay the gruesome murder of the DCE for the Nkwanta South District, Peter Kenyoso. In a statement, the center condemns the barbaric act and calls on well-meaning Ghanaians to help arrest and bring the perpetrators to book. The center calls on government, especially the presidency and the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, to step up efforts at protecting and beefing up security for all metropolitan, municipal and DCEs in Ghana. Adding his voice to the call, the Dean of the Graduate Studies and Research at the Institute of Local Government Studies, Eric Osai, urged all DCEs and MMDCEs to exclude themselves from actions that bring their office to ridicule and danger. He spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
I think the DCEs have confidence in the security agencies on the ground. But with what is happening, it requires that the national security agencies, together with other security apparatus, must step up the effort at protecting chief executives. Yes, we know that things are being done to protect them. But the call is that we should step up the effort at protecting chief executives, who are the chief representatives of His Excellency the President at the local government level.
Now, what exactly do you want to be done in terms of security?
In my view, I think these chief executives are the chairman of the District Security Council. I expect that policemen and other plainclothes security men be deployed to protect the chief executive 24-hour basis, because now they have become targets and we cannot put the lives of our chief executives in danger. Same as other government officials are being protected, like ministers, chief executives should also be protected by policemen and other security agents.
Why do you think they become targets of attacks?
That I can't put a finger on. But with what is happening now, suggests that they are exposed. They are exposed because security is loose around them. In certain assemblies or in certain local government, you see the municipal guards and other people following the chief executive. Some don't even use pistols. Some don't use even any weapons. Some of them have not even been trained to protect such a high-level government official who represents His Excellency the President at the local level. That is why we are calling for up in the protective measures and safety measures put in place for our district executive. We pray that this call will be listened to. And then we also advise all chief executives to also take precautionary measures to protect themselves by way of knowing what to do and their utterances. Be very careful about their movements and also ensure that they are right at all times. They shouldn't meddle in chieftaincy issues. They shouldn't meddle in issues that would expose their office that they occupy to ridicule or to danger.